Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Hello and welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. 2 weeks in a row, I've got live guests here in the show. It's such a different experience. I'm used to just speaking with people over the phone, but we're joined today by Dylan Watts and his agent and assistant, Sandra, and they are actually friends of a guy who you may be familiar with because I've interviewed him a couple times, Brian Rue, right? How did you get connected with Brian?
Oh, I met him on a meetup group.
Oh, perfect. That's how I know him too.
Yes.
Cool. Well, so Dylan is here to, he's come, this is the 3rd August in a row, and he's come to do you do always the same workshop?
Somehow it's about finding out what does your heart wants.
Awesome. And it's about kind of, it's sort of a career planning workshop, correct?
Yes.
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 Cool. Well, Dylan Watts is on a world tour to assist you to live the life that fits your true nature. He's made it his mission to deliver the message, you have a choice and you can turn your passion into a business. Now, you talk to people about how we go to university. This is a university campus. A lot of people here are racking up big student loan debts and then they end up working at Starbucks when they graduate.
One poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy.
Pardon me, new equipment here at the studio. So Dylan, tell us, first of all, your workshop is going to be the 29th and 30th here in Vancouver at Rhodes Wellness College. If you're listening live or on a podcast before August 29th, 2015, you might want to go and check out happyshow.ca/Dylan Watts. It's DYLANWATTS. For more information, you can find all the details and a link to sign up for the course. But what exactly is going to happen in this course? It's like about a 16-hour course, isn't it?
Yes, first I want to say I'm very delighted to be here in your studio, Marie, live with you and Sandra. And actually, I'm on my world tour, and I would love to share a little bit about my story. So I used to be a cabbage farmer in Germany.
Wow.
And it's nearly 20 years ago, I met my mentor in the coaching business. And I would never thought of that this is possible, that I can do what I'm doing now here. So I'm talking to all the people who feel there is a desire, you want to do something, but you don't know exactly what it is. And this is my specialty, to find this hidden genius, this hidden Picasso, and show people how to turn it into a business what really fits your nature.
So you were a cabbage farmer.
Yes.
How did you meet this coach?
In the older days, I guess I was a little bit rough and I had a little bit challenges. So I did a lot of trainings like sales training, self-development training. So to make more money. So this was always my intent. And I didn't know that my heart was something completely different.
Hmm. So you started cabbage farming to make money?
Yes.
And how did you become a cabbage farmer?
So it's in our family. So we used to be farmers. So it was somehow, I was brainwashed into it to do it too, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Do you miss cabbage farming ever?
No, actually, there's not a big difference between people growing and cabbage growing, yeah?
Interesting. Tell us more about that.
So first, it's about the environment. There are a lot of people that would really grow like hell in a good environment. But sometimes we are not in the environment what really is good for us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really to find out what fits you and not what is right or wrong or what do you think you should do. So my specialty is really to find out what does your heart wants, because the heart is wise and not brainwashed.
But see, so many times, and Sandra, is there anything you want to say about that?
No.
No? Okay. So many times you talk about brainwashed, and yeah. Our society, we were told we have to go to school, get an education. So basically we learn how to become worker bees, and we're supposed to do what our counselor tells us to do at school, or what our parents tell us, or we take some aptitude test that says we'd be a good flight attendant or something like that. And then we're expected to squish ourselves into this mold. And now that things are changing in this world, it used to be that you could go to school, and if you had a master's degree in anything, you'd have a good, stable income and a long career. That's no longer the case. So how do people, I mean, they could have a passion, but how do you help them find a way to make money off of that passion?
Okay, thank you for this. Good question. So first, it's really, most people cannot think of that they would ever paid for something what they love to do. It's unthinkable. It's like, are you kidding me? Everybody would do this. Mm-hmm. So that means we have to unlearn. It's not about learning in a classical way. There is something we are born with. There is a talent. There is a genius. There is a Picasso. But usually we had it when we were young. But maybe some people had another opinion what you should do when you grow up. Yeah. So usually people couldn't live their genius. Maybe you were too wild, too crazy, too sexy, too loud. Yeah. So, and it didn't fit into the concept from the parents, from your culture. I'm from Germany, so we always have to be quiet and behave and somehow not to express ourselves too much. Yeah, but I love to express myself. So it's hidden. It's everything is there. There's nothing to learn. It's more to bring it up out of you.
So I'm curious how often you find people feeling like their calling is something, and then they have to go to school for that for another 10 years if they want to do that? Or do you help people, like, does that happen?
Everything happens.
Okay.
So there are people, they know in young age already what they want to do, and they follow it. But usually around 40, most people notice something doesn't work. They made the money, you had success. Look, I was gaining for success my whole life. But it's not it for me, only success. I always felt I want to do something from my heart, something with sweetness, with kindness. But in this rough business world, they don't care about kindness, yeah? So, and I was always attracted to how can I go into a field where people respect each other more and make money. So to bring the humanity into business too. Because people cannot stand it anymore. Only a few years, and then they burn out, or they leave the business, or they run away from things they are doing, what really doesn't work for them. And for me, there's only one truth. It's your own vitality. It shows you exactly what works and what doesn't work. But usually we cannot listen to it because we think we have to listen to something else. Yeah. So it's like with kids. And this is my goal, to become like a kid again. Yeah. To follow your curiosity. And this is what the work is about, what we're doing, to make you curious about yourself again.
You were talking about the business world being cutthroat and there's not a lot of kindness in it. But I keep picturing the Cabbage Patch, because I associate cabbage farming with those dolls, the Cabbage Patch kids that were brought by like the stork. And so I'm wondering what it was like for you being a cabbage farmer. How long did you do that? And
so I'm 51 years old, and I sold my business 6 years ago. And I did it my whole life, and it was great, but I always felt there is something else. And I'm talking to the people who always know there is something else, mm-hmm. or let's say they don't fit in. I can give you an example. I always wanted to move. I wanted to travel. I wanted to go around. I have to have other people around. But if you, I was stuck in my business. So people told me, my parents, why you want to move always? Behave, sit still. But what I noticed and what I help people is to find a career what really fits to them. If you want to move, move. If you want to dance, dance. If you want to sing, sing. If you want to travel, travel. And make, to the same time, a business out of it.
Mm-hmm. And so now you get to travel. Where else are you going in your world tour for teaching this course?
So I'm working together with Sage University, and they're located in Ibiza, Spain, mm-hmm. and Honolulu. And actually the work somehow is rooted in, from my mentor, he was a Canadian and brought it to Europe, developed this method about curiosity, and now I'm bringing it back to Canada. Yeah? Hmm. And I'm on my journey. I go to the US, Canada. I was last year in Asia, Malaysia, New Zealand, Australia. The other day we made a plan to go to Philippines to show people, find your passion and how can you turn this into a business? How can you turn this into something you can make money with? Hmm. It's somehow like I see it like business as a spiritual path where you combine, if you can do what you really love to do, this is, you are inspired. And this is, I guess, called in spirit. So you are inspired, but usually we cannot think of that this is possible.
Hmm. Well, it's time for a break. We are speaking right now with Dylan Watts. He is, do you call yourself a life coach?
Call me whatever you want. I'm a people grower.
Dylan Watts, the people grower, and he's in town for a workshop, which is this coming weekend, August 29th and 30th. It's going to be at Rhodes Wellness College, which is at 1125 Howe Street, and it's 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., so 2 8-hour days. And you can go to happyshow.ca/Dylan Watts. All the information is there. Or you can go to www.dylanwatts.tv. And if you have any questions, can I give out this phone number here? It's and who will be answering? Sandra? 604-561-9014. I'll give it out again later in the hour. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, which is on unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. We'll be back in a moment.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody, God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Hello, welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we're joined by Dylan Watts and his agent and assistant, Sandra. Sandra, how did you and Dylan meet?
Oh, we met 5 years ago in Hamburg. He was my client at first. I was a massage therapist, and he hired me, and then he Yeah, he told me what he's doing and invited me to a free coaching evening. And yeah, I went there and it was the start of my journey. And since then, nothing is like before, and I'm so happy that I met him because now I have the feeling I live the life that fits to me.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I love it when people get to do that. I'm curious, Dylan, you mentioned that you sold your business 6 years ago, but you had met this mentor 20 years ago. So what took you so long to be able to implement that?
I'm slow. And I didn't trust it. So if you have your career and you're very successful in it, it takes you time to allow yourself to go into the direction what you really want. It takes courage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a lot to give up. If you've got a stable career and you, even though you like to move around, you've got this home base, that's a big change to just, I mean, do you still live in the same place and how does your life look now?
No, I bought an RV, and if I'm in Europe, I live in an RV, so no, I'm crazy.
Wow.
So, and this was really a challenge for me to allow myself to get crazy and to do what I want to do.
Cool. I want to get crazy, but I'm so neurotic. I worry about everything. And it's a big roadblock because I have one of those brains that I'll have this great idea and inspiration, and then right away my brain will be like, well, here's all the reasons that that's going to be a mess and you shouldn't do it. Do you have a lot of clients like that?
This is normal. And what when I can bring farming to the table, this is what we do in the class, that you find out what you want to do and how can you do a very tiny, small project. And the project means it doesn't cost you money. It's only a little bit time invest and you try it out. Then it's not about trust anymore. It's like a baby starts walking. It does one or two steps and then it falls down. And then it does one or two steps. So it never has to think. It's try and error. And it's important in entrepreneurship that we make our mistakes. When the numbers are small and the team is small, when everything is small, it's good that you make your mistakes. It's in the design.
Cool. So it sounds like you're not, I mean, maybe some people might make big changes overnight, but it sounds like that's not what you're teaching people to do. You're showing them to take small steps along the road and learn a new way of being.
Yeah, in Germany it's like this. If you pull at grass, it doesn't grow faster. So there is an organic growth pattern in everything. And it takes time. You have to make the roots and it has to grow. It needs a special time. And in agriculture, it's like this. In farming, if it grows very fast, it's very weak. So it needs its time. So my teaching is not to get rich quick, but what you gain is trust in your roots, in your small projects, and in the steps you do any time.
That's interesting because I just saw a Psychology Today article online this morning about how dangerous it is to compare ourselves to others. And I noticed that I read lots of self-help books, obviously, with the show that I do. And last week, I was feeling so depressed because I was comparing myself to these really successful people who've made it and thinking, well, look at where I am. I'm never going to measure up. I'm never going to be good enough. I can't do it.
Are you talking about you?
Yeah, this happened to me.
You have your radio station. You have all the knowledge. You meet great people. You have a great life. You have an awesome life.
Thank you.
She looks very beautiful, guys, I have to tell you, yeah? So
Thank you. But that's what happens is we look at this goal of where we want to be, I don't know about other people, but I do this. I think, "Oh, I'd like this to happen," and I don't have a clear idea on how I'm going to get there, and then I just end up spinning my wheels because I'm comparing myself rather than comparing myself to where I've been and how far I've come and how much I've grown. I compare myself to Oprah or some other really successful person and think, well, they overcame all of this stuff. Why am I not where they are? Do you find that you have a lot of clients like that?
Actually, it happens. So can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you sure that this thought was your thought?
I don't know. It was in my mind.
Good answer. So this is really, sometimes we are in an environment where people plant thoughts in our brain. Mm-hmm. It's, if you are with in an inspiring environment where people play together, it's hard to get these thoughts. Yeah. So, and this is now about farming again. You have to be or create an environment where you really can grow and where you are somehow protected for doubts from other people.
So it's interesting to use the farming analogy. I mean, it's almost like exposing yourself to people or media or things that are going to be a negative impact on you. It's almost like going through the fields and spreading salt on your crops and killing them.
Yeah, and this is, if you compare a crop, if a plant is young, you have to protect it. Hmm. Yeah, because easily it can be affected from some influences from the environment, yeah? And this is the same with people. When we grow, we have our ideas, we have our goals, and we have to protect this spirit. Actually, we have to protect our spirit. And this is what you're doing with the show. You help the people to nurture themselves with good information, with good vibration. In the end, it's vibration. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yay. I'm so glad to have you guys here. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, I was actually surprised that I went and looked. I don't know if we're allowed to, there's rules with the CRTC about advertising stuff. I don't know if we're allowed to give out the price, but it is really reasonably priced, this course, especially for 16 hours. So, I mean, I don't imagine, you're obviously not in this to get rich. You're really helping people. How many people are you expecting to fill in the room? Like, how much space is there for students?
We have 30 seats.
30 seats. Okay. So, yeah, you're it's not like a stadium full of people for this price. You're really giving them a good value.
Yeah, and this is my idea, that everybody can come, that money is not an issue. Mm. This is my desire. That because a lot of people, they think, or they have disadvantages, and they think, oh, if I had the money, I could have an education. Or if I had the money, I could become an entrepreneur. And we show people that you don't have to. Yeah, that it's not like this. You can get education for small money. You can assist and add value to it. Maybe you can get something for free. Maybe somebody takes a scholarship for you for the weekend. Yeah. And it's the same with the entrepreneurship. When you build your career, there is a misperception. People always think, oh, if I had money, I would become an entrepreneur. Mm. And I show people that you don't have to have money. You can start from scratch without money. Actually, it's better not to have money, because you have to think like an entrepreneur from the first second.
Interesting. So there's 30 spots. Again, you can go to dylanwatts.tv, or you can go to my website, happyshow.ca/Dylan Watts. I've put all the information there. Do you have the link up to get tickets on your website as well now? Okay.
Yes.
So I'd emailed you, Sandra, about it, because I don't know. I work on weekends, so I'm not sure if I can get the time off or whatever. But you had said that if I came on the Saturday, that would be enough. So what are some of the things that you're going to be covering in the workshop?
So like I said, the heart knows the answer. Mm-hmm. So what you will, and I will ask people, I will do interviews with every person and will ask, so what do you want? What would you do if money is not an issue? Because usually money or let's say fear, is making every decision from people, yeah? And it's so subtle that we don't know it or we don't notice it. So I will find out what does your heart want, and it's pretty easy. When your heart speaks, your eyes light up. I will not tell you what to do. There's one reason, because I don't know. And I will not pretend I know. So, because your heart is wise, and when your eyes light up, that means your heart speaks.
Hmm.
So, and what we do, we collect somehow the pieces of your puzzle. Always when your eyes light up, it could be traveling, it could be dancing, it could be making tons of money, it could be jumping from an airplane, yeah, it could be going to the moon. It's really to find out what is your inner desire and give it a voice.
So it sounds like you're interviewing people and asking them what they want, and then watching to see their reaction when they're speaking, watching to see when their eyes light up. Because I find when someone says, well, what do you want? I want so many things. And then I think, well, in order to have this thing, I have to have $1 million to be able to fund my travel fund or whatever. I really would, because I like to travel in style. Thank you. But so then automatically my brain is like, well, I can't have that. So I've got to adjust what I want.
Yes.
To something else.
Yes.
So how do you get people to really share without that filter?
Marie, this is a great question, and this is what we actually do. We take this apart. We take apart from what you think is possible and what you really want. Because we are trained only to say what we think what we can get.
Mm-hmm.
We think this is possible, but we will never say the things what's impossible. So this is a process. Let's say this is a process, and we plow the ground on Saturday, that you really find a way to your heart. And it's a journey, and this journey is 45 centimeters. Because usually in the West, all people, not West Vancouver, I mean in the West of the world, we are all in the brain. We try to dissolve everything with thinking. And it's a journey to your heart. And when your heart speaks, we don't know what's going to say. We don't know yet. It's like, sometimes people say what they don't want, because this is on top of our baggage, or this is when we are in this box, first we say what we don't want. And maybe there comes a silence that we don't know. Actually, and this is one goal that we go for, for the unknown. And usually if people enter the unknown, they stop. They think, oh, there's something wrong, I don't know. When you say, I don't know, we applaud. We say, yeah, now we got something. Yeah, so it's a process.
Interesting. Yeah, I find that when it comes to what I want, I mean, we tend to pursue or make goals for material things or experiences or, you know, going to Malaysia or whatever. But ultimately, it's because we think it's going to make us feel better, safe, happy, fulfilled, whatever that is. So is it possible that the things that we think we want, we end up not wanting because that's not really what makes us happy? I don't know.
Sometimes you have to get things to get over it.
Can you say more? What do you mean by that?
Sometimes you think this is it, and then it can come from your heart. It's a desire, and then you have it. It's an ongoing process. It's not. Let's compare it. If you would compare life with a dance, then it's not about to reach from one goal to the other very fast. Yeah, it's about how much fun can I have during I'm dancing. So, and there is a misperception about life, and I was raised in this, yeah? Work hard, get stiff, get angry, get mad, and say this is life, yeah? So imagine life is to find your, and this is what we do in the class, we find your fun action. People call it function. Let's call it fun action. Something what you are made to do. something what's fun for you, but you would never think of that somebody would pay for this.
Cool. All right. Well, it is time for another break. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. And right now we are speaking with Dylan Watts. And if you're interested in attending this weekend retreat, would you call it a retreat course? Yeah. Anyway, it's at Rhodes Wellness College, which is downtown Vancouver, 1125 Howe Street. And that's August 29th and 30th. 2015, and it's two full days, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. So it's a 16-hour course altogether. And you can call 604-561-9014, 561-9014 if you have any more questions. DylanWatts.tv is his website, and you can also find more information on my website, happyshow.ca/DylanWatts. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul, and we'll be back in a moment.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tennis flew right off. I'm red as a bee, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. We're talking about finding your true calling with Dylan Watts. This is the workshop that he's going to be doing this coming weekend, August 29th and 30th, 2015, from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., Rhodes Wellness College, 1125 Howe Street. And you mentioned, now the course is already really extremely reasonably priced. Like, I was blown away by the price, but you mentioned that you don't want price to be an issue. So if there is someone who is very, let's say, unable to even pay them this level, can they approach you and talk about a scholarship, or how does that work?
So it's always great when people start talking and when they start sharing what they want and sharing their desires. So maybe we can assist or coach them a little. Usually people don't ask for help. So we empower people to ask for help. And actually, this is what I'm learning on my journey the last 2.5 years, asking for help. And this is the reason we sit here together today, because I asked somebody can you help us? And this is, a lot of people are isolated, but if we have a desire and start asking for help, this is how we get reconnected with the world, with the people.
Interesting. So was it Brian that you asked for help?
Yes, yes.
So let's talk about that, because I just started a meetup group the other day, a new meetup group. It's called Happy Vancouver on meetup.com. And I was asking, I wanted to get people, like I wanted to have members in the group before they announced the group. So it looked like, you know, no one wants to join a group that there's no members, right? So I asked for help on social media, and I got a few people that I know really well who joined, but even people that I know who are part of Meetup and I've met through Meetup and helped tremendously didn't even sign up. So how do you go about asking for help in a way that you're actually going to get it?
Actually, this is when I said I really want to become like a child. If you wanted to have an ice cream 20 years ago, maybe you asked not only two times, right?
I love that you thought I was a kid 20 years ago. Thank you.
So you asked maybe 10 times or 20 times, and you didn't were looking how what people think about you. And this is a big thing that we always think, oh, what do people think about us, yeah? And I like the analogy. I always say it doesn't matter what you do. 50% will love it and 50% will run away or bad mouth about you. So it doesn't matter what you do. Hmm. And a lot of our actions are really somehow the environment has an influence of us. So we really like to act nice or to impress somebody, yeah? So fear is making our decision. One fear, number one, is money. And the second, what is if I do what I really want to do? Do the people love me still? Do I lose maybe some friends? Yeah. So, and this is a, what was your question?
So how do you ask for help in a way that's going to get you the result you want? It sounds like you just say, well, keep asking. If that person doesn't want to help you, keep asking someone else and someone else.
Yes, and if it's a really burning desire, my burning desire is to go from city to city and speak to the people. And maybe I have to sleep on a couch. Actually, I did a lot, yeah? And maybe I ask somebody, can I stay at your place? So a lot of people I noticed people wants to help. And if you find your thing, if you find your deepest desire, you are unstoppable. Nobody can stop you anymore.
Interesting, because I find that for myself, and I can imagine this is an issue for a lot of people, like asking to stay at someone's house, you don't want to impose on them. You don't want to be in the way or be any trouble. So how do you get over that? I guess the burning desire just kind of...
Marie, there is a misperception. People want to help. And actually, don't say it loud, people want to be disturbed. You know why? People are bored. Most people are bored. So they are happy when you show up and say, hey, and you bring some trouble or you ask for help. Yeah, it makes their day. Because people run around with their head, ear plugs in their head and living in their world. Yeah, and I see when you have a good word or you ask somebody, especially in Vancouver, people are so friendly. If they hear me talking in the bus two rows behind me, they start talking to me and people want to help.
Interesting. This is a whole, yeah. I love that. I love it. It's like people are bored. It's true.
Yeah, they are bored. And so we bring with our, let's say, with our questions or with our asking for help, sometimes you make a day from somebody. And this is how it works. If we start sharing our desires and asking for help, it breaks the isolation. It shows you immediately who's on your team. Yeah, and who's on your team means who respects you with your desires and who wants to be a contribution in your game, whatever your game is.
So how, I'm curious, because again, another thought that came up is, well, how do you pay these people back for their help?
Actually, I had a very challenge a few weeks ago. I stayed at a lady's place in south of Vancouver, and I'd only know her daughter for 5 minutes. And she invited me to stay at a wonderful place, and I said to Sandra, I hardly can take it. So I really have to learn to receive help. And on the other side, maybe you give it to somebody else. So it's not a payback thing. You pay always back the same person. You give, and it's from some other angle somebody will give you. You cannot count it anymore exactly. I would love to. It doesn't work anymore. And I have to learn. I love to help people, and I have to learn that people can serve me. This is a big thing for me, because I'm a man, and I think I don't know anybody. I don't need anybody. Yeah? So this is, we need, if we have a big game, we need help from a lot of people. And I need help from a lot of people to bring, to help the people to find their calling, to do what they love to do and get paid for it. I cannot do this alone. So we need a lot of people for this.
All right. Well, so if you want to help Dylan out, you can go there. I'm sure there's contact info at dylanwatts.tv if you want to help him out with his mission to help other people, to help grow people, as you say, in farming terms. And again, if you want to help yourself, you can go Finding Your True Calling. That's the 2-day weekend workshop that's happening in Vancouver, August 29th and 30th, 2015, from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's at Rhodes Wellness College, which is right downtown on 1125 Howe Street. Is that near Davie?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's right downtown. And yeah, you can find information at dylanwatts.tv, or you can also go to my website. I've made a little blog post about it, happyshow.ca/Dylan Watts. And Dylan's name is DylanWatts. So we just have a few minutes left in the show before Parts Unknown comes up here on CITR. And so I'm wondering, I have more questions, but I'm wondering where you'd like to take it for the last 10 or 15 minutes.
So I would love to say, because I found somebody in my life who believed in me, a mentor, and I tell you, I'm from a small village, and when I said the first time I have a mentor, everybody looked at me like I'm from another planet. Mentor? As I said, is it mentol? I said, no, not mentol, it's mentor. So I was ashamed as a man that I need somebody to help me to find my calling. And with a mentor, with somebody who believes in you and actually not tells you what to do, but sees your genius, you have a great chance to grow into this direction. And what I would love to share about growing, there is sometimes a misunderstanding in growing, because some people think, oh, this is a good farmer, so he grows the crop. No farmer can grow crop. You only can plow the ground, you plant the seed, you water it, you pull out the weed, you wait, you pray, some pray, and then you can harvest. Not always. So, and it grows because it wants to grow. And people wants to grow, and people wants to have a great life and wants to be a contribution. Yeah. And what I show the people is to grow into the direction from the light. And this is what plants do. They grow always into the direction where the light is. And as an analogy from your heart, when your heart knows the answer and your eyes light up and they show you the direction, this is... It's really an organic thing. The only thing what's is the problem is our thinking, because we always try to think our way out. Yeah, and so this is a class where you stop thinking and fully finding the pieces of your puzzle, and finding what the wisdom in your heart.
Wow. That was like profound. I'm getting all verklempt here. It's like the I can see why Brian recommended you to come on the show, and yeah, that was really powerful.
And I want to thank my coach for believing in me, because I have somebody who believes in me. I can believe in all these people. It's I got something and I gave it. And another thing is, we all need a team. You cannot do it alone. So my biggest desire in life is team spirit. Mm. It's when people pull in one direction and help each other. So, and I have to thank Sage University to helping me so I can help other people. And there are some other people like Cheryl, like Tessa, like Todd, people here, Sandra, Marie, people here in Vancouver who are helping that people can grow because they want to grow. It's in, the spirit is in everybody.
Whew, I'm getting all teary-eyed because you were talking earlier about, like, if you have a little plant, you need to protect it when it's a baby, and this team and all that. And I feel like, I mean, I didn't really have a lot of family and no, you know, not a lot of people believing in me growing up. So I get emotional when this comes up. But I can imagine, like, I mean, you were talking about if you're on the bus and people hear you talking, then they want to talk. Like, in this city, I mean, people are very friendly on the surface, but I think out there in the world, a lot of us just feel so isolated. Not, I mean, we might know people and have acquaintances and everything, but we don't share what we really need. We don't ask for help. We feel like we're imposing. So I'm wondering what you do in your course or with your coaching to help people to feel like they can reach out and build this team.
Actually, Marie, I don't know what I do. I only know that it works. It's stopping the clock and giving people time and listen to their heart without an opinion. Without an opinion, what's right or wrong, what's good, what's bad. And this is the listening creates the environment where the heart can get a voice. And then people are shocked that they light up with something, yeah? Mm. And because when they light up, sometimes this what comes up is controversial. But we are trained always, it has to be one thing, you have to find the thing. Maybe it's 10 things or 100, yeah?
Mm. I love that. Well, again, if you want more information about finding your true calling, it's a live workshop that's happening at Rhodes Wellness College this coming weekend, August 29th and 30th, 2015, from noon to 8 p.m. So it's two full days, 2 8-hour days, 1125 Howe Street. If you want more information, you can call 604-561-9014, or you can go to dylanwatts.tv, or you can go to my site, happyshow.ca/Dylan Watts. And we just have a few minutes left. So if there's anything really important that I haven't asked about, please let me know. But I have a question about, I like to travel around too, but I have stuff. I have way too much junk and stuff and furniture. How did you give up all your stuff and live? How do you live in an RV? That would be so fun, but I don't, where would I put all my crap?
Good question. Yeah, there come more questions, Marie. If you follow your heart, there will come some more questions, yes.
So are you still trying to figure this out, what you do with?
Yes, sometimes first you buy a ticket and then you take care of the things, yeah? And usually people have a mindset of first I do what I have to do and one day I can live my life. Mm-hmm. And one day I will have the money and one day I have the time. This is an illusion. You have to throw your head across the wall and jump over it and then you have some challenges. And I want to share with you guys, it's not to have a better life. Let's say it's to have a more vibrant life. It's to have a more energy in your life, yeah? And in my case, it's more dangerous. It was more safe on my cabbage patch, yeah? But now maybe I, yeah. So it's, and by the way, I love danger. So danger gives me vitality, yeah? Mm. So there will be some questions, yes.
So I find that I spend, and I'm not saying it's a good thing, I'm trying to overcome it, but I find that I spend a lot of my time trying to maneuver so that I stay safe. Because mm-hmm. I don't like danger. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I seem to create enough of it in my life just accidentally or whatever. So maybe subconsciously I do like it, but mm-hmm. I don't consciously want it. And when we talk about, you know, following your dreams and being vibrant and everything, I think about, well, what about when I'm 65 and I need money to pay the rent and I can't, you know, like I have to, I feel like, well, I have to plan. I have to make sure that 40 years from now I'm safe, even though I might not even be alive, but I have to plan for that. I can't live today and enjoy it because I might not have enough tomorrow.
And this is exactly, Marie, why we show people how you get paid for what you love to do. Because you look ahead. Maybe the jobs will go away. Maybe the pension will not pay it out. So the only way to prosper rich when you get old is that you have something what you love to do and people pay you for.
Great. Well, we have just a couple minutes in the show before Chris Arific comes in for the next show. Is there anything else that you want to share before we wrap up?
I'm touched that you are touched.
Aww.
And I know that this was the best time I spent in my life to be here with you guys this morning. Yeah? And I'm your servant, Marie. Tell me what I can do for you.
Cool. He even offered, I said, I don't know if I can make it to the workshop because I have to talk to my boss about taking the weekend off. And he was like, well, I can talk to your boss for you if you want. So we'll see. I may see you there.
I told you, I bring disturbance.
Yeah, it's a really new job. I don't know if I want to start getting, but I will see if I can, if there's a fill-in person who can cover for me. But anyway, Sandra. Is there anything that you want to add? You've been so quiet.
Yes. I'm so thankful that we can be here, and I would love to see all the people outside in our course because I know there's something in for everyone. It's amazing. I took this course 4 years ago, and it changed my life.
Awesome. All right. So again, if you want more information on finding your true calling, you can go to dylanwatts.tv. And you can also go to happyshow.ca/Dylan Watts. Or you can email me spiritualshow@gmail.com if you can't remember or whatever. And I'll be posting this on podcast soon so you can listen back at citr.ca or on my YouTube page at youtube.com/spiritualshow. So DJ Chris Arific is in just about to queue up for his show. Namaste. He likes to shout it out. It's good fun. Again, thank you so much to Dylan and Sandra. Wow. Thank you for your time. It was so fun. And thanks to Brian for recommending you. Okay, so this has been Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and I want to send you lots and lots of love. And Chris Riffick's going to say it.
Namaste.
Be well. Namaste. Have a great day.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave.